Would-be parents using surrogates will no longer have to adopt their own child after it's born if the government accepts changes recommended by the Law Commission. Its review has found laws governing surrogacy are outdated and need a significant overhaul. At the moment, the person carrying the baby is the legal parent, regardless of whose genetic material is used. Lawyer Zandra Wakanea has guided many New Zealand couples through the surrogacy process, and she joins me now. Kia ora. Do you, more than 60 recommendations, do you think they've largely got it right with their conclusions?
Absolutely, yeah, delighted.
And delighted. Specifically, what do you think would-be parents will be most pleased about? Is it this change or potential change to the fact that they will no longer have to legally adopt their child?
Yes, I think that that's going to be the, you know, that's going to be the best thing. That's going to be the greatest outcome, I think, for intending parents, is to not have to go through that process, which just feels crazy in the circumstances. Something that's going to be simpler, more efficient, more cost effective, you know, quicker, just great, great for intending.
How onerous is the process right now, do you think?
It's a formal application for adoption that needs to be made. So, you know, it's trying to make really an archaic law fit in a surrogacy arrangement. Just never intended to do that. It's a formal application, takes, you know, it's an expensive process, a long process, and just it's not fit for purpose. Just not fit.
Yeah, so in saying that, when we talk about potential law change, we're talking about changes to more than one law, right? So do you think that tinkering with those laws is the right solution?
I mean, look, the Law Society's recommendation, in my view, has always been that it would be better to have one standalone piece of legislation, easier for intended parties to just go to Google Surrogacy New Zealand, get one piece of legislation, easy and more efficient. But looking at the reasoning, and I think it's going to be a more, you know, it can understand the reasoning for just making those changes to those pieces of legislation, and hopefully it's going to be passed through quicker. It's going to be less onerous for Parliament, really, which is what we want, you know, which is what we need. We need change.
So the Commission is not recommending full commercial surrogacy, but they do say there needs to be a bit more clarity around payment. How will that help? And what do you think surrogates should be able to, in essence, claim expenses for?
Yeah, look, to me, that's such a great outcome. To me, that's the second biggest, you know, greatest outcome of this, is that there's going to be some certainty. It's going to be set out exactly what reasonable surrogacy costs are. It means for the surrogate that they're not going to be out of pocket as they are at the moment. You know, being able to claim loss of income if they're not able to work for a while, to be able to claim expenses if they need assistance in looking after their children. You know, all of those costs at the moment can't be paid for. And it's going to increase, I think, the number of surrogate or number of people that are going to be prepared to be a surrogate. You know, for some, the fact that if they're not able to work, and I've had an example like this where a surrogate has decided not to go through with a surrogacy arrangement because if there was a chance that she wasn't going to be able to work for a few months, not being able to be compensated for that, you know, it meant not being able to provide for her family. In that case, it was a single mum. So, you know, that arrangement couldn't go through. So that's significant.
So how often do these arrangements fall over? And can you give us an idea of how many surrogacy arrangements there might be in any given year?
Well, I think that's set out in the report. I think they said, was it about 50 or whatever a year? So we are seeing an increase every year. In terms of in the beginning, I've only had a few where they haven't gone ahead, and it's really, you know, it's been in my example that, you know, that one example was around, it was around the surrogacy related costs, what could be claimed. That really is a great source of angst for the parties involved. This is now, there's going to be some certainty around that, and everybody's going to know where they stand. And what's great is that, of course, once there's an agreement, what's been recommended is that once there's an agreement reached between the parties about what exactly is going to be paid, it's going to be enforceable. The agreement itself is still not going to be enforceable, but costs are going to be able to be enforced, which is great. Great for the state.
Appreciate your time this evening. Thank you for joining us. That is Zandra Wackenier, who's a lawyer who has, well, guided a number of New Zealand couples through surrogacy. And as she said, that report thinks that there's around 50 of the arrangements every year in New Zealand.